Even down here in Costa Rica, high up on the mountain, news of the old world filters in. Trump referred to African nations as shitholes, we heard. I'm sure he'd probably include a few Central American ones too, half a South American, probably a couple of blue states in Norte Americano. It raises a question. What actually constitutes a shithole? I've been meeting a few expats down here. One gave Costa Rica Larry an amusing roll of toilet paper with Obama's face on every square. Hilarious, no? They seem to be fed up with high taxes. Or really, any taxes. Larry's 18 acres and two haciendas cost him about $120 a year. The roads are shit. The parks have garbage everywhere. There is no army. Police are few and far between, even though crime is rampant. And I have no idea what healthcare is like here and hope not to find out. Schools look primitive, but what the education is like inside, quien sabe. Although, Larry's adopted daughter pays a small fortune for private school, so maybe that tells me all I need to know, considering he's as tight-fisted an hombre as any I've known. No one likes to pay taxes, but what matters is really how your government spends it. Costa Rica has no military to support. That alone would cut my taxes in half, okay by me. Leave a couple of nukes in place and go back to don't tread on me. I suppose we'd go back dirt roads, rutted and potholed, impassable in the rains, only one lane in places. Grade them every few years, save us a small fortune. Drop the welfare system, food stamps, go to survival of the fittest. Well, survival of the wealthy. Schools? Okay, some public ones, but if you want a real education, not a daycare K through 12, private schools. Taxes going way down, I bet. Be my definition of a shithole country. A country that helps the rich but not the poor. Shithole. Country that refuses decent health care but wants more for the military. Meets my definition. A country that no longer believes in science but does believe most of the lies its leaders spews out incessantly. Third world nation. Before I started calling nations names, I'd want them to define more precisely. If our pot is black, let's leave the kettle alone. Maybe clean up our own act first.